Begin transmission.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever greeting pertains to you in the particular time zone that you live in. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of... what show is this? The Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, I remember now. Who am I? My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And it's another... What day is this? I think it's Monday. Oh, it's Monday and it's cold. And it's cold in this room. And it's snowing outside. All morning it was snowing these tiny little flakes. And those tiny little flakes built up. And then it stopped snowing for about an hour around noon. And then it started snowing again. And now we've got those big, big flakes. Not super big, but fairly big. So I'm entertained because my cat is entertained. I like to watch my cat as she looks out the window and tries to attack the snowflakes that are flying down from the sky. I don't know what she thinks they are, but she needs to get them. And so she's always trying to get them. And it's funny because cats. So... what am I doing? Well, I'm watching football, of course. This is the Dubious Goals Committee, after all. Although I have not seen any goals yet. I am watching Chelsea versus Watford. And, well, what are we? We're 20 minutes into this game. The score is still 0-0. And I have a feeling that this is probably not going to go Watford's way. Although, Chelsea has been a little bit wonky lately, so you never know. You never know. It is football, and it can be unpredictable and a little bit crazy at times. Speaking of crazy at times, about an hour or so ago, I heard the mailman open and close my mailbox. But I don't know if I want to go outside. Well, maybe we should look into this a little bit. Let's get up. Oh, my back kind of hurts today. I already took some Tylenol. Pushed aside the Venetian blinds here. Oh, the snow is reduced. We're just having some little flakes. We might want to go out there. But if we go out there, we got to take the shovel with us because... we're going to have to shovel some snow out of our way. So let's put my shoes on. Shoes-a. Open the door. Come out into the garage here. Hit the garage door opener. Grab the snow shovel. And how much snow do we have out here? Oh, my driveway. It's just a field of white. Oh, yeah. I'm actually having to shovel snow out of my way as I walk down here over to my mailbox. Here's the mailbox. Ooh, we got two letters. Close the mailbox back up. Let's get back inside. Hoo-yah! All right, we'll put the shovel back. There we go. And close the garage door. Now I'm cold. Enter the house. Remove the shoes. And what did I get? Oh. One junk mail. And one medical bill. Oh, I guess it is that time of the month for me to get medical bills in the mail. I don't even need to open this one because I already know what it says. It says, "This is a bill. Send us some dollars, you cheap bastard." And then there's a red stamp on it, a red rubber stamp where somebody stamped ka-chunk, and it says, "Approved by healthcare something something submit no funds at this time. or whatever. So we don't have to worry about the mail today. We don't even have to open it. I'm sitting here with a teacup to my left. But I cannot drink the tea because it is not ready yet. The tea bag is still in the tea. We're still waiting for tea to brew. We've got a few minutes. So what am I going to do? I want to drink my tea, but I cannot. All right, in the game here, Watford has a corner kick. Looks like De La Feu is going to take it, and he puts his foot into it. It's an outswinger. Thibaut Courtois manages to get his fists on it and punches it out of the box. Oh, yay, I do love football. But here's the one thing I do not love. Guess what broke? Okay, let's play a game. It's called Guess What Broke in Tobe's House just this morning. Not even, well, I guess it was about 3.5 or 4 hours ago. What broke in my house? Okay, I'll give you a hint. It emanates radio waves at 2 gigahertz. Is it one of my radios? Is it one of my radio transmitters? No, it is not. But if you guessed microwave, you would be correct. That's right. I went to heat up my tea this morning. I went to sleep last night at about 3:30 a.m. and I left half a cup of tea sitting next to me with its lid on. And so this morning, I got up, and the first thing I did was grab the cup of tea, and I went to put it in the microwave to heat it up. I opened the door, put it in the microwave, closed the door. I set the timer for 2 minutes. Oh, there's a shot by Chelsea that hit the post. I hit the timer for 2 minutes, and the microwave started up. And it was microwaving for about 2 seconds, and then, look, it just went dark. Oh, that's so annoying. And so I thought, okay, maybe it's just weird. And so I tried to press the buttons. No, the microwave is dead. And, you know, nothing went clunk. There were no, like, loud arcing sounds. There were no sounds. It just stopped. And I thought, okay, well, maybe if we're lucky, maybe it just threw a breaker. Maybe, you know, a circuit breaker got thrown. And so I went downstairs, went over to the circuit box and started, you know, feeling up the circuit breakers. Because I have those ones that when they blow, they don't throw all the way across. You know the ones I'm talking about. And so I have to sit there and try to manipulate each and every one to see if any of them are popped. But no, none of them are popped. And the worst part of it is, of course, in my circuit breaker box, nothing is labeled. I take that back. There's like one or two things. Like, I don't know, my clothes dryer and something else. Oh, I think the furnace and the air conditioner are labeled. But none of the circuit breakers were popped, and so it turns out I'm out of a microwave. And I didn't realize how much I used that stupid microwave until, you know, I started trying to set the timer on it for, you know, my tea. I always set, whenever I make tea, I set the timer on the microwave so I know when to take the tea bag out. And I do all kinds of weird stuff like that. I use that timer to tell me when to get out of the bathtub so I don't miss any sports or stuff like that. And I don't know whether to be furious or to be indifferent. So, so I've decided to take the indifferent route. It's kind of annoying. It's kind of annoying to not have a microwave. So I emailed my dad and I said, you know, my microwave died and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I check the breakers, the microwave is actually dead. And my dad said, my dad called me up. He then called me and he said, well, we'll go out to Nebraska Furniture Mart and we'll get a new microwave. But measure it. Because my microwave is one of those that hangs from the cabinets over the stove, right? So you got to get a microwave that's essentially the same dimensions. So I measured my microwave, got out a tape measure, measured my microwave in imperial units. So microwaves aren't science because you can't measure them in metric. Well, you can measure them in metric, but then they don't have nice even numbers. You know, like this microwave is 30 inches across. And you know, what is that, 0.8679 meters? You know, it just, no sexy round numbers. And so I wrote down my microwave dimensions, and then I thought, blah. But my dad has a cold, and it's snowing and everything today, so we're not going to go to Nebraska Furniture Mart. You've heard me talk about Nebraska Furniture Mart before. If you're not familiar with it, you might want to look it up. It's pretty much the largest single business retail store in the world, except for one of the old gum stores in Moscow. And this store is huge. And it's hilarious and horrible at the same time. Just because it's so big, if you don't go in the right entrance, you might be walking around for a while. I mean, this store pretty much takes up a city block and then some. And it was owned and run by a woman named Mrs. B., Rose Blumpkin, who is no longer with us. And when she died, oh my God, it was like a state, I don't want to say holiday, it was a state, it was a day of, well, you know where I'm going with this. Anyway, so now I got to go to Nebraska Furniture Mart, which is a source of anxiety, but it will also be fun because they sell a lot of stuff at Nebraska Furniture Mart, and they have a giant, giant room like the size of two gymnasiums where they sell TVs. And so there's a lot of TVs on, and a lot of them. Giant walls of televisions everywhere. And so, you know, I'll probably take a certain device that I own, a certain antisocial device that I have, and while we're looking for microwaves, we might have to play around in the TV section. Oh, my microwave. It's been going down for a while. First of all, it has cosmetic problems. Because it sits over the stove, and I use the stove, you know, heat gets up there and bakes the plastic, and the plastic loses its integrity, its structural integrity. And so plastic pieces, and this is just cosmetic damage, have cracked and fallen off my microwave over the last couple of years. And so I've tried to glue them back on in some cases, and I've had to take parts off because of this. And so my microwave is not pretty, but it was functional. However, there were some signs that it was going down. A couple days ago, I noticed that the light inside it wouldn't come on when I opened the door. I would open the door, the light would stay dark, then I'd put something in it, and then the light would come on. And I thought, what's going on with the light in the microwave? And I didn't think much about it, just thinking, oh, maybe it just needs a new light bulb or something's wonky in there or whatever, but no, it went blork. Now I got no microwave. Oh, but I do have a kitty. Here comes the kitty. Oh, she's walking up to me. Hi, babies. What are you doing? Oh, yeah, I'll give you kitty kisses. Oh, no kitty kisses today. Okay, bye-bye. My cat just walked up to say hi, and now she's walking over into the... Oh, I filled your water bowl up. Now she's walking into the bathroom to get a drink, have a snack. And I had to fill up her water bowl this morning because it was getting kind of low, I noticed when I was in there. So now my cat has a nice full water bowl, and she's got plenty of food, and so she's going to do crunchy kitty noises. Can I hear kitty crunches? Maybe. So I'm still watching this game. Watford versus Chelsea. Still 0-0. But just a minute or two ago, Bakayoko, who plays for Chelsea, was given a red card for a horrendous challenge. So, Chelsea is now playing with 10 men. And I feel like that's going to kind of even things up for Watford.
we could actually see some interesting results here. Watford's got to throw in. They throw it into the box. They can't really take advantage of it. And Chelsea's running around. Oh, but Watford gets possession back. Pass it to Troy Deeney. There it is. Now Troy Deeney's got it. Now he's giving it away to somebody else. I thought he was going to make an attack kind of move there, but he didn't. Oh, there's an interesting little foul. So Pedro goes down. Chelsea ball. Chelsea free kick. What are you doing over there, Pippa? Hi. She's sitting over there in the doorway. She's just looking at me. Don't you want to watch football? Chelsea's playing. She doesn't care. Sometimes my cat will watch football. Sometimes she won't. Oh, but I am excited. Because, is it right after this game? No. Right after this game, we have Goal Zone, which is a 30-minute highlight show. But after that, we have Big Bash Cricket League. Woohoo! I'm super excited. Because I think I know what game this is. They don't say what it is. There's no description. But I believe this is the Big Bash Final. The Championship Final. And I believe that actually played yesterday in Australia, which is really 1.5 days ago in America time, in Omaha time. And so I thought they were going to have this on yesterday, but they didn't. They didn't air it live, and they could have. They had plenty of open slots in the middle of the night when it would have been live, and they just played, you know, infomercials instead. So I was kind of like, oh, I kind of want to see the final after I watched so many games. And I watched both of the semifinals. And then I thought, well, maybe it'll be on during the day yesterday. And then yesterday during the day, it was not on. And I was like, oh, they better play it, those some bitches. Blah, 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 blah. So I'm greatly relieved to find out that the Big Bash League number 7, the final is on today in just less than 2.5 hours. That is rockin' good news. That means I can watch all of this game, I can watch the highlights show, and then I can watch cricket. And that's what I'm doing today. Plus, I gotta eat my lunch. What am I going to eat for lunch? I've got no microwave today, so that's kind of a good thing, really. That means I won't be eating any frozen burritos. Oh, I can't eat my frozen burrito. Oh, noes. So I'm going to make some rice. And what else do I have? I was going to go to the store today. I was going to go to the store today and buy a bunch of stuff. But no, it's snowing. And it's not actually snowing bad enough that I couldn't go anywhere. It's just that I don't really need to go anywhere that badly. And it's generally a good idea to stay put when the weather's like this. Just because, well, one, it's cold. And two, I don't want to go out. By the time I have to go out, it's not going to quite be rush hour, but it will be school hour. And if there's one thing I hate, it's getting stuck behind school buses and stuff like that. And I don't really need to go out. I got plenty of food here. I got rice. I got some steaks. By which I mean, you know, like Philadelphia, Philly sandwich type of steaks. And do I have any? I don't have any fresh vegetables, but I got frozen vegetables. So it's going to be vegetables and beef and rice today. Yummy, yummy rice. I'll get out my rice cooker and I'll cook it up. What are you doing down there, Pippa? Where are you going? The cat is now smelling the Kleenex box. She does love those boxes of Kleenexes. Uh-oh. Is that going to be a penalty? Oh, it is. Okay. Who was that? Was it Troy Deeney? Somebody was running into the Chelsea's penalty area with the ball, one of the Watford guys, and he was coming in fast. Thibaut Courtois came out, show it again. Okay, they're showing it again. Thibaut Courtois comes out, he slides it. Yep, he got him. Thibaut Courtois, the Chelsea goalkeeper, runs out, totally misses the ball, takes the guy's legs out. Oh, it's De La Feu. De La Feu goes down in the penalty area. Penalty kick for Watford. Oh, I knew this was... Why did I just know this was going to get weird? Who's going to take it? I think it's Troy Deeney. Yep, he's got the ball. He kisses the ball for good luck. He puts it on the spot. And we're about 3 minutes before the end of the first half regulation time. Referee blows the whistle. Troy Deeney takes it. Boom! Thibaut Courtois couldn't even move. That's a goal for Watford. The score is Watford 1, Chelsea 0. Chelsea playing with 10 men. Playing with 10 men and giving away penalty kicks. So the Watford team is celebrating, and that Watford bee comes running over. I love that bee, dude. Watford's colors are yellow and black and red. So they have yellow shirts and black shorts with red numbers, right? And they have this mascot who is apparently a bee or a wasp or something. He doesn't look particularly threatening. He's just a happy, fun bee. And he joined in on the goal celebration there. So I don't know if they're the Watford Wasps or what, but their logo, if you look at the actual Watford logo, their badge, it's a yellow and black pentagon with a red moose head in it. And it's not actually a moose head, it's some kind of heart. You know how the English are, it's a heart, it's a red heart, but it looks like a moose. So frankly, I think they should be the Watford Moose, but they are not. And I'm not sure why they have the bee mascot. Why don't they have a red elk mascot or a moose mascot? No, they got this guy running around in a bee suit. And I could have sworn at one point in time I knew that bee's name. Is it on the back of his jersey? I can't remember. So we got a few minutes left to play here. Oh, and it's time for me to take the tea bag out of the tea. We went a little bit longer than normal. I hope the tea is not too bitter. I don't like it when I leave the tea bag in too long. Take the tea bag out, put it in the tea bag holder, and we will now test the tea. Is it bitter? No, I think it's okay. Oh, and is that a yellow card for Troy Deeney? Oh, no, it wasn't for Deeney. It was for that other guy. Wow, so the cards are flying during the Watford-Chelsea game. Woohoo, pretty second. Pretty soon we're going to have the end of this first half in about 30 seconds. And do I have all the stuff I need to make my food today? Why am I thinking about that? Do I have rice vinegar? Yes. Do I have mirin? Yes. Watford is on the attack again. They're in the Chelsea box trying to get the ball around. Where's Troy Deeney? Troy Deeney's trying to get himself open. Watford's managing to pass it around. They're trying to get a cross in. Not happening. And that's going to go out for another Watford corner kick. Well, this game's going to get wacky. So there's going to be 2 minutes of stoppage time. Chelsea's going to have to get their heads in the game if they're going to come back with only 10 guys in the second half. This could be weird. Chelsea has been a little weird lately. In the last, what, like 3 weeks? Just not quite up to form. I'm not sure what's up with them, but they've been a little wonky all year. I've been off and on. So the corner kick comes in and it just finds the side of the net. Thibaut Courtois picks up the ball for a goal kick. And he puts the ball back into play. So that's fun. Do I want to go to the store after all? I'm just thinking about that. Do I? Yeah, no, I. Sometimes I do like to go out and drive around in the snow. But usually that's at night. Chelsea on the attack here. Yep, and they sky it. Often when it snows late at night, you know, like after about midnight, I will go around and just drive around in the snow just to keep my snow driving skills sharp. But I'm not going to do that today. Not during the day. Yeah, there's too much traffic. I don't want to take any risks. I don't want anybody hitting my car. I'm an awesome driver. I grew up learning how to drive in snowy conditions like this, so no problems, but I just don't trust anybody else, and I'm car paranoid. I don't want anybody to hit my car. And there's the end of the first half. Watford 1, Chelsea 0. That's fun stuff. All right, so back to this tea here. Oh, it's so delicious. Yummy. Oh, I do love to drink tea. Oh, I've said it before, and I will say it again. If I had a time machine, I would go back in time and find the guy or girl who first thought of the idea of, you know what I think I'll do? I think I'll put these leaves in some hot water. I think I'll pick the leaves of this plant, and then I'll dry them out. And once they're dried, I'll put them in a pot of hot water and let them soak for a while. And then I'll drink what is left over. I want to meet that person, congratulate them, and give them some kind of award. Give them the Dubious Goals Committee Award for good thinking. Oh, that reminds me. I caught an episode of Teen Titans Go the other day where they decided to drink tea. The Teen Titans are going to drink tea, and they called it, what, hot salad water? They were chewing on the bags, and one of them said, no, you got to put the bag in hot water, then you drink the water. And it's, what's in the bag? Oh, it's, you know, looks like dirt. It's not dirt, they're leaves. So, okay, so it's hot salad water? And I thought that was kind of funny. I like the fact that they were drinking tea, but then Robin came in and, you know, he's such a jingoist. Oh, they can't drink tea because that's a British thing. A British thing? Really? When I think of tea, the last place I think of is Great Britain. Yeah, they do drink tea there, but, you know, if you're thinking about the origins of tea, you're going to China in your mind. Or at least Sri Lanka. Or anywhere in the tea-producing region of the world. I should go there. I really should. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day without exception at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of the Super Dimension Fortress, where we are all members. And if you're not a member, ask me about it. We'll sign you up. Email me. But I got to get out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
No, I don't. Welcome to my